Hello and welcome to Zig When They Zag, a podcast for business leaders obsessed with growth.
Continuing our series on what is brand, Kevin Ring and I discuss the next component of what makes up a company brand, which is value proposition. What is it that you do for your customer that brings value to their life? One of our favorite sayings around the office is, no one cares about your company, they care about themselves. So figuring out how to make your customer's life better is essential to understanding your brand. Enjoy!
So last time we did this, it's about a month ago, and we talked about what is brand, and we focused on kind of the internal stuff that goes along with defining your brand, which is mission, vision, defining your company's purpose. And we decided we wanted to continue that conversation today and pick it up where we left off and talk more about value proposition and what your customer values in the company, right? That sound right? Are you gonna say something?
Oh, sorry, is this the part where I talk?
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. So the whole reason for doing this series on what is brand is frequently customers come to us and they're like, we wanna redo our brand. And what they really mean to say is we want a new logo. And that's okay, right? Because the logo is an important part of your visual identity, but it is not your brand. Your brand is the external experience that anyone is going to have with your company that isn't actually a tangible, explicit interaction with a human being, right? Mm-hmm. And so whether that's seeing your logo in a magazine or hearing about the experience of another customer, all of those things build your brand. It's how you're known. And so It's important in marketing, because marketing is doing the pre-work of sales. We are setting the stage for effective sales if we're doing marketing well.
Yeah.
And particularly for B2B, we want that to be a seamless transition. Our goal is always to bring excited potential customers to your door so that the sales process is optimized and everything goes smoothly. They're already pre-qualified. They're already warm. It's amazing when it all works together. So That's why we think a lot about brand. We talked about mission and purpose and values kind of being the defining aspects of who your company is. So the second piece now is the value proposition. Mm-hmm. And value proposition is basically the equation between what the customer needs done and what you do, right? Yeah. So for us, we could say customers need logos, we design logos. Mm-hmm. But value proposition is a little bit more, because like we've talked about in the past, customer value is really the key thing we want to focus on. Mm-hmm. So customer needs a logo. It's the job that we may be doing, but really what they want is they want an expression of their identity as a company, right? Mm-hmm. And particularly around logos, it's not easy to do logos well, because a lot of clients don't really know how to articulate all of the components that they use to evaluate themselves, right? It's the same thing about getting dressed to go out on a date. You spend a lot of time making sure your hair is right, making sure your clothes are right. I assume that's what happens when you date. People have told me in the books that I read. But similarly for businesses, value proposition is not just about the transaction. It's really about zeroing in on what is the promise that we're filling? What is the experience that we're creating? For me, I say to clients all the time, what's the better future that you can create for your client? So for us, when we think about brand, it's really important that you know what that better future that you create is, because that's the foundation of what you want your brand to communicate.
And I was just thinking, first, when we started talking about it, I was like, there's probably some telltale signs when a company's marketing isn't nailing the value proposition properly. And using us as an example, I think at some point in our history, you know, we had all these people coming to us just to hire us for logo design, right? And like, but that's not, we want to solve all the problems related to you getting better customers and you getting your brand out there and getting the messaging and getting the website right and getting all of it together. And when someone's coming to you for kind of the low tactical job and not hiring you for the larger strategic need, I think you're not getting the value proposition right, right? You're marketing yourself as a doer of graphic design, not the strategic partner. And so this is back when we kind of redid our own evolution of getting through mission and vision and values and messaging. And we did all of that work for ourselves. And now we have customers that come in right when they realize they have a problem and we help them solve it all the way through. Instead of just getting hired for the logo design, which is not going to be the most profitable service that we offer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
it makes
absolutely
for better customers, better partnerships. We keep them longer. So I think when companies are thinking, do I have a problem with this? If they've ever sat back and wondered why customers aren't hiring them for bigger, more important jobs, that would be one telltale sign that they didn't know their value proposition, their marketing.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, I remember when we were working on the evolution of hot dog marketing and really focusing on the conversation about mission and values. One of the things that really stood out to me about you as the founder of this agency is your love for small business. Mm-hmm. In fact, if I think back, something like this. Yeah. Like a going back in time montage.
Yeah.
I'm Jessica. I'm Jessica and I really love small business and I have to help small business succeed or else I'm a failure in life. Something along those lines. But as mocking you as I may be doing, like that's really true, right? For us, it's not about marketing. We deliver marketing, you know, that's great, but we haven't done the job. For us, it's you want to help small business leaders, medium-sized business leaders succeed because that's who you are, right? And that's part your core values. It's part your personality. And I think the culture that has translated to the culture of this company, we have a lot of actually small business owners who work for us, which is really neat. We have a new hire who comes from her own agency. And it's just neat to come together for that purpose, right? Yeah. And so when you think about your value proposition, start with what's the job that I'm doing, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm a company that sells flooring, right? So what's the job that I'm doing? I'm installing floors. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, great. That's specifically the task, right? But what's the problem that you're solving? Mm-hmm. So if you focus on retail stores, for example, one of the problems that they have is that they need new floors. When they come into their space, it's usually stripped down and they need that designed out. So the problem is they need a design. They need to transform the store from being a construction site to being their vision of a space that's going to support the sales environment of selling and displaying their products, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's transformation. Well, then the job is not just supplying the flooring, but it's all of the process that goes into transformation. It is giving them a vision, mm-hmm. helping them fit that vision into a cost, providing the realistic timeframes and expectations around how long it's going to take, mm-hmm. making sure that everything is taken care of so that they get to that end goal, that future vision that you make their life better as easily as possible because they can't do it without
right.
you.
Yeah.
And then
and
the,
so in this,
yeah.
I was going to say in this example, when you're, if you're going through the work to try to figure out what the actual problem is you're solving with your services and your product, the marketing takes on a whole new shape, right? Now we're not talking about flooring and affordability and speed or the things that we just kind of assume in this particular example that our customers might care about. That's kind of, I think, the easy way out on some messaging on this one. It's more about helping small business owners transform their space so they can be successful in their retail life, right?
Yeah.
So I think imagine the amount of sales friction you're saving the flooring store if they want to go and sell like design consulting services and this white glove touch to how they're going to help the store get their flooring redone. And the retail person's like, I'm so confused. Like if you don't have that in the messaging, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's an opportunity, right? I don't want to say it's a problem. There are definitely instances where the elements of your brand might not actually align with the elements of the transformation or the, mm-hmm. the job, the pain point that you're solving, mm-hmm. right? And that's obviously going to be a big problem. There's going to be friction because you could be like me and struggle stylistically and maybe choose some elements that aren't necessarily going to convey the professionalism, right? The quality, the attention to detail that would go with mm-hmm. what the customer is concerned about in getting that better future in the example of the flooring. And so the key is to really focus on what describing what the value proposition is, mm-hmm. but then really understanding all of the elements that help define that for your customer.
Yeah.
Right. And if anybody needs help in understanding why this is important, just try living with someone else. Right.
Yeah.
So most of us have lived with someone else, and that's even as young adults with our parents. Right. So this is an all-inclusive example. Your definition of doing the dishes, I guarantee you, at some point has varied so drastically from your house partner that it has created unintended friction and oftentimes conflict, right?
I mean, different definitions of how to load the dishwasher.
Right. Or whose job it is or when you do it. Mm-hmm. Hypothetically speaking, there may be someone that I know that places the dishes next to the sink, not rinsing them off, not any of that. Hypothetically, that's a terrible way to do dishes. I'm just kidding, honey. I love you. I love you. I think that you're great. You take such good care of our family.
Good.
Can we edit that whole thing out of that, please? Thanks. For the listeners out there, Kevin just put himself in mortal peril. Tune in next week to find out if Kevin has jeopardized his life. We're like one of those serial podcasts, right? Where every episode's a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, yeah.
Yeah.
So back to your dishwashing example.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it varies so much with who you live with, it just means what you're trying to illustrate here is that our perception of what something is isn't actually necessarily what the customer's perceiving to be the problem and the solution, right?
Yeah. And the goal of marketing is to bridge that gap, mm-hmm. right? It's to make the communication happen, whether that's communicated through visual elements, through words, mm-hmm. through colors, through pictures, through video, through animated stories. There are so many tools that we can use.
Yeah.
But it really starts with identifying that gap. What is it that I really am great at, that my company is known for? What is it that the customer needs, that they care about, that is going to get them excited? Because at the end of the day, mm-hmm. no one cares about your brand, especially as a B2B service. Now, you can argue about product services and the loyalty that people have towards specific products. But regardless, it's all about the experience. And the experience is an individually consumed dynamic. And so you have to understand what it is that they're looking for.
So before I ask you how someone can get started to better understand what their value propositions should be,
yeah,
I wanted to point out maybe another telltale sign that you haven't nailed your value proposition correctly.
Yeah.
And that's when your sales team has to spend too much time explaining the value of their services and can't command the dollar that they need to charge for those services. I think that's probably the first struggle. We get a lot of leads, but they don't want to pay for the services and they don't understand the value of what we're trying to sell. They weren't qualified when they came in because your marketing isn't properly communicating the value proposition for your customer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about if you've ever gone to a party and you're thinking it's a costume party and you get there and it's not. You're not going to enjoy yourself.
No.
Or unless you're like me, in which case you would definitely enjoy yourself. You know, walking around this fancy dinner wearing a cow outfit or whatever.
You just make more friends.
Yeah. But not everybody's like me. I've come to terms with that. And so it's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Clarify what those expectations are. And if you are having that disconnect where your sales team feels like they're having to convince people that the sales is a process of arguing or compelling people, trying to make the case for your product, then something's misaligned. You're absolutely
That's right. Yeah. Poor salespeople, they have a company that's like, obviously this is your fault. I think a lot of times it's not.
Yeah.
They're doing the best they can.
Yeah.
Without the right information being shown to the customer in advance. So.
Yeah. Which is actually why, so you alluded to what are the steps that you take. One of the things that, well, for us is talk to your salespeople. Mm-hmm. Like, what are the objections? Where are you having a hard time? What doesn't resonate? What does resonate? Mm-hmm. They know, right? Because they're having these conversations. They're going out. They should have a pulse on the market, right? And if you're aimed at the right customer, so if you've understood who your audience is, mm-hmm. then your salespeople are a great resource. And so one of the things that we always try and do is interview, get in front of them and just say, listen, tell us from your experience. But also recognize that that's half the story, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to take you up to here, but it's all their perspective. So we really, I would encourage you too, is talk to your customers. Mm-hmm. Who's your best customer? Who would you love to have 10 more of?
Yeah.
Buy them lunch.
Yeah.
Ask them, just tell me about what it is that like why you trust us. What makes your life better? What aren't we doing?
Yeah.
Right? I like this question. This is one of the ones in part of our process is, if you're at a dinner party and you had to briefly tell the story of your organization mm-hmm. in a way that's engaging, right? Which is always the tricky part because a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm a director of strategy at Hot Dog Marketing. We help small businesses, right? Tell me the story in a way that's engaging. Like, why do you guys exist? Mm-hmm. Where did you come from? Right. And so for me, that same story is 8 years ago, and our founder, Jessica, got fed up of not being able to help people working in a large corporation, being task driven, and went out on her own to go and help small businesses communicate their value, to expand their reach, engage their customers, and it's worked. And so year after year, we've grown in terms of our skill and ability to provide great services. And we've helped hundreds of organizations grow, reach that next level.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Hey, to be honest, like I was like getting myself excited even just talking about it.
That's so great.
Right? Because you believe in it. That's why it's your brand, is because it's that aspect of your company that's going to be engaging, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So it's, you know, that purpose that we kind of set forth with and then going out and talking to customers and figuring out this is really why they were struggling. This is what we said during the process that resonated with them. And this is what they've enjoyed and gained from working with us, and understanding that has helped us narrow in on how we attract the right customers to our agency. And it's not any different for any other business. Can you talk a little bit about maybe the benefits of hiring a third party to do these interviews? And I'd like to hear your feedback a little bit on surveys and how surveys play into.
Yeah, I don't really think, I don't think a third party helps at all.
I just, the conversations I have with my customers, they love us. And I hear nothing but positive feedback all the time. So, I mean, why would I want to hire a third party to talk to my customers?
Yeah, or said differently, which I hear a lot. We've done a lot of that. We know exactly what our customers want.
That happens
too. Yes, you guys do. We so that this is one of the services that we provide. We call it customer discovery, and we follow a process. But really, the importance of having a third party involved is bias, right? It's twofold. Your customer is only thinking about you in terms of how they already define the relationship. So it's hard for you to get around that, right? It is very unnatural for someone to be like, Jessica, what's really great about working with me? Jessica, what's really terrible about working with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love how your mind is like, oh, well, do I have permission right now? No. Right. Tell me what you wouldn't do if you weren't working with me. Mm-hmm. Tell me about what it was like when you first realized you had that problem. Like it is, first off, it's an unnatural interaction because you've defined your relationship and it's going to introduce bias. Mm-hmm. So that's valid. You can get some good insights, but people are generally too optimistic about themselves and hard to really take an objective look.
Yeah.
So that's one. The second is, and this is where I think surveying fits in, is it is difficult to do that at scale on your own. And so our process, we do it in three different levels because we recognize that it's an investment and not everybody has the time and ability to really do a full customer engagement. And so what we like to do is we like to start with what we know and what you believe. So tell me about your customers, like what really works well, like what is the problem that they solve? Why did they come to you? What would they do without you? You know, tell me what's important to them. What were they doing when they first became aware that they had this problem? What were they doing? Who did they have to talk to when they were making the decision to engage you? We can walk through that whole process of the journey that they go down, all the things that they care about. We can get them to rank them. We can get them to validate that through consistency. We can even get to the point where it's like, all right, how do these things vary as you go through your process of evaluation? The next thing that we like to do is we often insist on doing customer interviews because with just a conversation with you as a business owner, I could probably get 40 to 50% confidence that we're headed in the right direction in terms of that value proposition, that customer experience that we want to market to.
Yeah.
The next level of me actually talking to clients, our team talking to your clients, allows us to dig deeper. As a third party, it allows us to do that in a more thorough and robust way. And so that gets us up to about 80, 85% confidence that we're headed to the right direction, which is pretty great, right?
Yeah. For marketing, because I think a lot of people think marketing is experimenting and throwing stuff against the wall to see if it sticks.
Yeah.
But can you imagine how much better it feels to be 85 to 90% confident that exactly what you're doing is the right thing?
And to know that that investment is focused on the clients who are going to lead to the highest level of growth and customer satisfaction. Yeah. I mean, it really is
so much more aggressive without being nervous about it.
Yeah. It's to me, it's the key element of companies who are going to accelerate growth is really a commitment to recognize their own limitations and bias and really focus on the customers. And so customers that we get to do that with is amazing. the last piece is we actually can do a survey where once we have this foundation of understanding, we can then distribute a survey to your whole set of clients and say, okay, here's the difference between who your best clients are and who your okay clients are, and the steps that they go through in this process of evaluating you, what they think about their experience, how they picture it, because then you're fine tuning on a specific subset of the market, laser focused on the best, most profitable clients. And the end result is not only lead generation, obviously, which is the primary thing that we do, but it's increased efficiency, it's operational excellence, it's better customer satisfaction, it's better employee satisfaction, right? Everybody knows how great it would be to not have to deal with that client. And so for us to say, hey, we're not speaking to that client, we're not speaking the language of that client, is amazing. And so that gets us up to 95%. Yeah. I won't go up to 100 because obviously the world is very dynamic and there are limitations to what we can do.
Oh, that's too bad, because if we could market ourselves as 100% guaranteed marketing services.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Well, here's the other reason why, is because so much of what we do relies on the customer and their our customer and their transformation and their engagement, that
and how they run their business.
That's a whole other blogcast topic.
It sure is.
So yeah, so
this was great.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
I do too.
So next time, we're not done talking about brand though. So the next episode, we want to talk about the customer experience once they start engaging with the brand, and some of the pieces around the marketing for that.
Yeah. And then two, the other element that we want to talk about with brand is the brand distinct, right? And this is some of the stylistic things. And I'll be honest, you got to find someone who's skilled at translating those brand distinctives into a customer experience, like we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because that is magic when you find people who do it well. And I love our team, because the work that they do is amazing. I love it. Awesome. I don't look at our client work before the client presentation, because I want to experience it the way the client experiences it. And I am always blown away.
It helps when you're excited, because the client's like, this is great. And you're like,
excited. On a recent one, I was like, I don't know if you thought about this with regard to this logo specifically, but the way that they do this has to reflect with the fact that the U.S. Army does this in a certain way. And I don't know whether that's intentional or not, but that's totally on brand in terms of your qualities and leadership and part of the story that we're telling. And they're like, I hadn't thought about it like that. And I was like, I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
There's so many layers.
Yeah, and our design team's just like, thanks. They get us. Yeah, no, they're awesome.
Yeah, they are awesome.
We won't make them get on camera, though. That would be unfair.
No, it sure would. we'll do the heavy lifting on the blog casting for the team.
That's fair. But,
all right. Well, until then, I guess we'll see you later, Kevin.
I'm looking
forward to the next conversation.
Or if you're listening to our podcast, you'll hear us later.
All right. See you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. Check us out on our website at hotdogmarketing.net/zigzag. You'll find more information and you can watch the video series there. You can tweet me anytime at @Jessica_markets. Rate us and find more episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks again.